The following previews are of graphic audio productions rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Now boarding United Flight 99, flying straight to Chicago. Now boarding United Flight 99 to Chicago.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the President of the United States of America.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. If you are now hearing this message, it is because something of vital concern to the American people has just taken place. It would appear now that the possibility exists of Soviet military action to some degree or another against the United States. If you are now hearing this message, it simply means that we have...
Hello?
Sarah, it's me.
Oh, God, Tom. I'm so scared. You, where are you? Are you watching the TV?
I know, Sarah. It's okay.
John, what's going to happen? What should I do?
Sarah. Hold on, I'll be home soon.
Promise me, John. Promise me you'll make it home.
Nothing on earth can stop me. I love you, Sarah. I'll be home soon, I promise you.
The promise was made.
Ladies and gentlemen, approximately 15 minutes ago, satellites indicated a massive Soviet intercontinental ballistic missile launch against the U.S. mainland.
The end game was played.
Oh God. It's gone. It's all gone.
Now, the promise must be kept. Hell has swept across America. Anarchy and chaos reign. But somewhere in the blackness of this labyrinthian abyss, his family waits for him.
John! John! Where the hell are you going?
My family needs me. I'm gonna find him.
The Reds have death squads everywhere. And even if you manage to escape them, you can't survive the desert. It's too big, man. You have to accept that your family... Well... There's no way they could have...
My family is alive. They need me. And I will find them.
Alone, John Thomas Worth will set out across the endless wasteland. All his CIA covert operative training will be put to the test. Driven by love and fueled by hate, he will fight. He will kill. He will survive.
Creators that brought you the critically acclaimed Eagles series comes a whole new kind of Western. Far from the civilized lands of the East lies a harsh and brutal territory, surrounded by towering mountains and battered by howling winds. There is no law, there are no rules. The land is governed by the way of the gun. Blood is the only currency, and all debts are paid in full. In this land, there is a legend.
Some people say he's always been here. They say he's as old as the mountains. They say he's a ghost.
Running from a past he can't escape, killing in order to live, his legend grows. No one knows his face. But they all know his name.
Who are you?
They call me Preacher.
The High Lonesome is his land. He rides alone, fighting for the innocent. The wicked be damned. He is the ghost of the wilds. He is the first mountain man. He is Preacher.
What are you gonna do now?
I'm gonna find him, and I'm gonna kill every damn one of them.
And now, for our feature presentation. Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind. Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, Kate Torrey, Jeff Baker, Michael Glenn, Ken Jackson, Michael Raplogel, James Lewis, and Mort Shelby. Deathlands number 26, Shadowfall. Ryan Carter closed his eye and entered the darkness. He had lost count of the number of times he'd gone through this, entering the gateway chamber of one of the long-buried military complexes known as redoubts to make a Matrans jump. The process utilized the lost technology from the pre-dark days, before the ultimate nuclear holocaust that had effectively destroyed civilization around the globe. The present jump was beginning in the heart of what had once been Acadia National Park, in the area of the old United States that had been called Maine. None of the group of nine companions had the least idea where the jump would take them. Knowledge of how to control the gateways had been lost in the nuke-tainted years of the long winters. All they knew was that they would arrive in a similar gateway elsewhere. The one control element that they'd stumbled upon was that gateways had an automatic 30-minute reset, enabling you to jump back to where you'd just been. In addition, there was a setting, generally the coded buttons L and D, that would also take you to the last destination. Ryan's final sight, before the swirling mists closed his good right eye and his mind down, had been his eight friends. Next to him, holding his hand in hers, was Christy Roth, the great love of his life. In her mid-twenties, she was about 10 years younger than Ryan, and 3 inches shorter than his 6'2". The green-eyed, red-haired Christy had the muti power of being able to feel when danger threatened. She was also able, in the direst of straits, to call on the power of Gaia, the Earth Mother, taught by her own mother back in the Ville of Harmony, where she'd spent her childhood. This power brought Christy way beyond the edge of total exhaustion, but gave her briefly an almost supernatural strength. On Ryan's other side was his 11-year-old son, Dean. Ryan had been totally unaware of the boy's existence, the result of a fleeting relationship, until a year or so earlier. Now he would have given his life for the lad. Dean was meeting the jump, sitting with his back against the dark gray walls, clutching his turquoise-hilted knife in his lap. Next around the circle was Mildred Wyeth. The stocky black woman had been a doctor, specializing in cryonics, or the medical effects of freezing. Born in 1965, Mildred had gone into a hospital in late December of the year 2000 for minor exploratory abdominal surgery, but she had never gotten that far. A freak reaction to the anesthetic had necessitated her comatose body being frozen. The world blew apart less than a month later, and she rested on in dark silence, forgotten, her life support system powered by an undamaged